Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
This is Lisa. When I was a kid, my parents took me to TM. I think I was about 8 years old, and they put me in this room with this woman who said, I'm going to tell you something you're going to say over and over, and you can never tell anyone. And it kind of freaked me out. So I don't think she really knew how to teach what's called transcendental meditation to kids. And I have to say, I've been wanting to relearn for some time now. So thank goodness we've got Dr. Norman Rosenthal back on the program. We're going to be talking about his fantastic book, all about to develop a supermind through transcendental meditation. Hello there, Dr. Norman. We know you have a supermind.
Well, it's evolving like hopefully everybody else's. Hi, nice to be back.
It's so nice to have you back, Dr. Norman. We adore you. And, you know, I've really been wanting to get back into it. I know people are probably going to go, Howard Stern, but I think he's a good interviewer. Anyway, I hear him talking about TM. I've heard some of the people, the celebrities in your book talking about TM. And I think it's so important. For people who are new to this, talk to us about transcendental meditation. And then how does that translate into having a super mind?
Right. Well, I will be happy to do that, but I'd like to reverse the sequence. I would like to talk about developing a supermind and what does that actually mean. It means just being the best person you are, kinder, happier, more effective, more creative, more successful. Sounds like a tall order, I know. It sounds like snake oil. But that's what I've really discovered with my work with my patients, many of whom I have recommended TM to, with myself and my colleagues, and how that all changes through a change in expanding consciousness. Now, that again sounds very vague, so I'm going to have to really crisp down and define these terms a little bit. But all of that can come about in many different ways. Many people over the ages have gotten superminds without TM, transcendental meditation. So I'm not claiming any exclusivity for TM. What I am saying is, as best I can tell, it is the most direct route to getting these kinds of shifts in consciousness that can very easily and very effortlessly make these changes in the way our minds work. So with that little preamble, I would be delighted to tell you about TM. It is a simple technique. It needs to be taught by a teacher. So in other words, you're not going to get the actual technique from the book. It's not a how-to book. You need to learn it one-on-one, like many crafts and skills and trades and things that are handed down one-on-one personally. That's how TM works. So then I can hear almost people saying, well, if it's not telling me how to do it, why should I read it in the first place? Well, the fact is, what I say is it's a why-to book. Because let's face it, we're all so busy. There are so many competing things demanding our time that before one even gets into the detail of why one should do anything new, you really have to believe that there is enough return on investment to warrant it. And that's what the book really does. It really shows how much one can get from this very simple practice that does, in fact, make it worth 20 minutes twice a day. And I personally never miss.
So I guess, you know, when you say you have to learn from someone, so someone who's interested in learning how to do it, they should just Google in there if they can find out. Can you pronounce it? It's transcendental meditation, right?
Transcendental meditation, yes. And yes, they can find it. It's available to find out at the tm.org, TM standing for Transcendental Meditation.org. That's the national organization. But why it's called transcendental, why that is actually part of the name, is that the kind of consciousness that you go into when you're given, when you're taught, you're given a mantra or a word sound. And you're taught how to use it by thinking it in a very subtle way. And as you think it, it sort of shifts you into this state of consciousness that's very unusual because you feel very peaceful and blissful. very alert without there actually being any content of consciousness. There's nothing specific necessarily that you're thinking about, but you're certainly, if a pin drops, you'd hear it. So you're conscious, you're calm, you're very happy, and at the same time, you're relaxed in your body. So it's very specific in a way that doesn't actually normally happen during our routine day.
Now, would you say, Dr. Norman, that practicing this type of meditation helps to, you know, navigate through your day? So, for example, like when I looked at your Twitter feed and I saw a great quote that you had there, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it, which I just retweeted. And would you say that, you know, the benefits of doing this type of meditation would really help you with that 90% of how we react? So we would react, we would think before we react, we wouldn't automatically react through emotions. How would that benefit us in terms of how we go through our daily life?
Well, absolutely. I mean, what good would it be if the change in consciousness just lasted in the 20 minutes of your meditation? It would be nice, but it wouldn't be game-changing. What actually changes the game is the fact that this consciousness moves into one's daily life and does the various things that you were talking about. In other words, we roll better with the punches, we don't get bent out of shape, we don't overreact. I was thinking earlier, you know, sometimes, you know, a colleague maybe looks at you in a funny way or seems to be brusque with you, and there's a tendency of, did I say anything? Did I do anything? Why is he or she looking at me so strangely? And then I would often find the need to go and check it out with that person. You know, did I say something? Did I do something? And now I think, you know, I don't know, people have funny expressions for all kinds of reasons. You know, maybe it has nothing to do with me. And 90% of the time, the things just evaporate. So much of your daily worries just seem to fall by the wayside. And the things that remain are the ones that you can deal with. You know, a persistent...
You know, Dr. Norman, I need to do this because I am the worst in terms of... That person seems mad. I didn't hear back. Did I do something wrong? Even if I hadn't talked to him in months, like, what could I have done wrong? Like, it's just ridiculous. So I definitely need to do this.
Well, I can really attest to it. The other thing is the sense of, you know, being calm and unflappable, but not being a pushover. Because in our culture, often we feel like in order to be effective, we have to be forceful, even to the point of being rude or nasty in order to get our way or to get our point across. But what happens is that as you feel a sense of, you know, this is me, this is the other person, it strengthens your position. And as you are nice, but at the same time clear about what you want, oftentimes people will really appreciate that and you might actually get what you want more rather than less. You know, the idea that nice guys finish last, that doesn't necessarily apply.
So, Dr. Norman, we only have about maybe 30 seconds left. This is Andrea, by the way. I just want to know, how does it work for kids? If maybe, you know, in 30 seconds, is this something that we could teach our kids from a young age?
You know, the earliest that people can really learn proper TM is about age 11.
Okay. Perfect.
So
okay,
that's
so
it.
Around, and then they, okay. Okay, and, that's good to know.
Well, yeah. I would like to just restate the name is Supermind, and my website is normanrosenthal.com.
Perfect. Thank you. And you can also follow Dr. Norman on Twitter at Dr. Norman. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.